Excessive moisture in 2019 not only delayed or prevented planting for many, it also created disease and quality issues for small grains. Going into this season, farmers are encouraged to be proactive, states farmer and independent agronomist George Sperry.
As far as managing those challenges, try and get things in on time, don't mud it in, do the best job, you know, look at what some of the trials have done in SDSU and NDSU as far as varieties, you know, as far as making the right selection and then having a good sound fertility program going into it.
Seed selection also plays a critical role in plant health and eventual productivity. Genetic traits built into seed varieties can provide protection from numerous stressors. Sperry advises choosing wheat lines based on yield and quality, as well as disease resistance.
Standability is a big one, and then yield and protein. In the last couple of years, they haven't really paid for protein, so it's more or less been a yield thing, and then just something with a little bit of disease resistance, so that way we don't have to spray it a bunch of times for fungicides.
To manage scab or fusarium head blight, look for seed varieties with built-in resistance. Disease tolerance may also be available for stripe, stem, and leaf rust, bacterial leaf streak, and tan spot. Fungicidal seed treatments may also be helpful for plant health.
I always recommend a fungicide seed treatment on all wheat. I mean, there's just way too many soil-borne diseases that infect wheat. I mean, that's a good sound strategy right there.
Sperry encourages growers to be proactive with the targeted seed varieties and inputs. Have equipment ready to go as well, so when field conditions are right, they can pull the trigger on spring planting. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.